T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's always about what we can do between those lines.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Do we ask too much of these athletes? That's Boogie Cousins talking yesterday, responding to the Toronto fans that cheered very aggressively when Kevin Durant went down, because to them it meant getting a little closer to a championship. But you saw one of the best players in the league go down with an injury after maybe playing quicker than he should have been, according to some. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Lots to get to. We'll continue to look at the Brewers. They lose last night 10-8. We will talk about how being good in sports is apparently bad. Chuck, I know you love America.
Yes.
Probably more than nobody else. I don't get what's wrong with your country this week, because now they don't like that our teams are good.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So we'll get into that a little bit later. And we'll talk more about this Josh Jones thing. You've been mentioning it in the sports updates, and we'll have reports from Mike Clemens. But that's very interesting. I don't know why the Packers are even putting up with this. We'll hear from Josh Jones one-on-one with Mike Clemens around 9:30 today. But when you hear Boogie Cousins there talk about how what we do between the lines is important and we're not humans, how much do you sympathize with these athletes? Because I think what happens is, the minute we know that they make a lot of money, we think that that money should cover everything. It should cover us treating them essentially like, you know, animals, where you do what we say, you are working with our entertainment dollars, and you lose that sense of being a human because you're essentially just a performer. And when these guys do get hurt, or when they do feel emotion, or when they do open up, it's bad because we just want them to play and we never want them to have opinions. We never want them to get political. We look for sports to get away from that. And we just want you guys to be the binary robots that we have created.
Well, okay. First of all, if DeMarcus Cousins doesn't like being an athlete and he feels like he's being profiled and all that, hey, he's got an alternative. He doesn't have to do this, okay? Well, it was wrong for fans to cheer that Durant got carried out of the stadium the other night and went down. Of course it's wrong, okay? But, hey, we ask doctors. We go to a doctor or a surgeon. We're not there to, you know, ask him about his personal life and to care for him. We're there for a service. We're paying him thousands of dollars to fix our ankles, cure our illness, or whatever. I went to the dentist yesterday. You know, get my teeth clean. I'm there for a service, okay? We're going to a ball game. We're there to watch those guys perform, all right? You and I interview the players after the game. We're not there to ask them about their personal lives. We're there to ask them questions about the game. We're there to talk about the sporting events. So we pay money to go see them at Fiserv Forum. We see an artist perform on a stage. We're there to watch them perform. I go to see Springsteen. I don't want to hear him to give him some political diatribe. I want to see him...
Diatribe.
Yes, perform. Perform some... Give me some songs out there, man. Give me some music. Give me some Born in the USA, and let's roll. So that's... it's a performance industry. Everything is. Services, performance. So yes, when DeMarcus Cousins says, we don't care about him, yeah, of course we don't want him to be bad people, but still, we're going to see that. We're watching them play. They're getting paid for... We're all getting paid to do something in this world, and those guys are getting paid to perform at a high level and something none of us can't do, and we love watching them play.
All right, well, let's say I'm a listener to this very fine award-winning program, mm-hmm. and I tune in to hear Chuck Freeman's thoughts on sports, mm-hmm. okay? And I want to know what he thinks about the NBA Finals, and I want to know what he thinks about the Brewers and Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar, and I turn on the radio yesterday around 7:40, and Chuck Freeman's talking about his personal life where he's yelling at Lamira citizens that won't pick up their dog poop.
But we're here to perform. we're performing.
But we're here to talk sports.
Yeah, but we're also here not as we're here as humans, but we're here as performers. We're performing entertainment.
That's how you view it, and that's how maybe players view it. But if I'm a listener driving in my car, I just want to hear sports. I don't want to hear about Bart's kickball league.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear about Chuck's seven ex-wives.
Yeah, well,
sleepy, humpy, dumpy, and Trumpy, or whatever they are called.
I hope it don't get to that point. And I'm not gonna have. I need like five radio jobs if that's the case.
You're kind of like the Snow White of the fan.
Thanks. So yeah, people are tuning in. Yeah, we watch basketball, but I think if people tune in our show or something else, I mean, they want to be entertained, and that's why if a guy. I mean, you could say the same thing with a basketball player. Hey, I'm there to watch him play basketball. I'm not there to see him dunk and do a little dance after he makes a dunk. Well, okay, but they're entertaining. Those guys are entertainment. They're in the entertainment business. That's why I don't have any problem with end zone dances or fist pumps when a guy's running around the base paths. You know, it's part of the entertainment industry. And you and I are in the entertainment industry. We're here to perform our jobs for 4 hours on the air, and provide. And the company's paying us money to do this job, so we better do it. I mean, that's our job, and we're paying DeMarcus Cousins through our ticket prices to go out to see him perform and perform well.
So hopefully. You would rather have these guys not have a personality or opinions, or if they do, you just don't want to hear.
Well,
about
them. I don't want to hear him say that all we care about is those guys as. As basketball players, well, they care about us as paying them to show up to watch them play. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins wants to get paid, so he wants us to show up and watch him play. Without him, he has no paycheck. So, yeah, I mean, all he cares about is our money. And we care about him performing. So that's a nice match.
So if he has something to say about fans yelling at him, that's too much. If he's got an opinion on whatever, that's too much.
Well, if he wants to, that's fine. That's fine. Like I said, the Durant thing was wrong. And if he wants to comment on the Durant thing, that's wrong. But for him to say...
So the bad stuff's wrong. What about when Aaron Rodgers gives $1 million to Cal?
Oh, terrific. Considering he just blasted Cal a couple of years ago for firing his guy, Jeff Tedford, and his coach. And then he gives $1 million to them to do...
At least, a seven-figure donation.
Renovations to the locker room, what it was for?
Renovations for a locker room in the Aaron Rodgers scholarship.
Yeah, fine, great.
But we shouldn't know about that because it's him off the football field.
Well, yeah, but I mean, ultimately, is that going to help us? When we pay to go see him play, we pay to see him perform. Yeah, nice side story, but ultimately, if he gives $1 million to Cal, yet he's throwing five interceptions in the game, that's a problem.
Personalities are what draws people into the sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, people didn't like boxing until Muhammad Ali came along.
That's
right. You don't get into like
I don't know if that's true, but
that draws a lot of more people in. Is what I'm saying. Draws more people in. The problem with baseball is they don't have enough marketable stars because their most marketable guy, Mike Trout, has the personality of a baked potato.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do anything. And
and
that should be what we like. So there should be Mike Trout jerseys flying off the shelves because he doesn't ever voice his opinions.
Well,
and what we want, it seems like for you, what we want is these guys to just be just robots.
No, I
perform for us. Show emotion when you have a nice dunk, but don't complain about anything because you're making enough money.
But when you go to the doctor, do you want him to perform for you to fix you up? If you got a cold, you got a virus or whatever, you want him to be robotic and tell you, boom, 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 this is what I need. Okay, thank you. That's it. I mean, yeah, as long as he cures you, in this case, sports entertains us, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see a guy die. I don't want to see a guy get hurt and people throwing things at him. I don't want to see that happen. But at the same point, they're getting paid a service to perform. Go perform. We're getting a service paying, the guy who's picking up the garbage outside my house, he's got a
There's
job.
There's also not 80,000 people booing your garbage man if he drops a bag.
Okay, but that's why they're getting a lot of money.
Garbage man?
No, but that's why an athlete, you're comparing him to an athlete. If the garbage man doesn't perform
the
his...
Philadelphia kicking, field goal picking, whatever is that, Philadelphia phenomenon?
Huh?
The garbage picking, field goal kicking, Philadelphia phenomenon. You ever see that movie?
No.
Tony Danza.
No.
Tony Danza. He like kicked a garbage can and it ended up going over the Rocky steps or something, and then the Eagles saw it and they had him try out. Watch it. It's a good
sounds movie. Like another great movie. It's another great sports movie I missed.
A sports movie and Tony Danza. You strike me as a Tony Danza guy.
Tony Danza's looked the same for 45 years, I feel.
Yeah, like Paul Rudd.
Yes, or Ravishing Paul Rudd. Is that his name? Is he a wrestler?
No, oh, that's Paul, Rick Rude. Rudd, Paul Rudd is Ant-Man.
Okay. Don't know who that is.
Frank is in Grafton, 799-1250. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Frank.
Morning. Morning, guys. Hey. There's a difference in an entertainer as an actor. There's a difference in an athlete with winning and losing and a Walgreens clerk, okay? However, in the end, get the job done. I don't want to go through the line at Walgreens and have the Walgreens clerk give me her political beliefs or or do a dance. Okay, just get the job done. Athlete, just get the job done. Go out there and play hard. I'm going to lose. Actor, you know, do a good part in the play or a TV role. Get the job done. I don't want to hear your political beliefs or about your family. Do your job.
Yeah. I've been to a Bruce Springsteen concert when he's going up there to give his political views, and people are booing him. And they love him. They're fans. And they don't want to hear him give his political stuff.
But Boogie's not talking about politics. He's just saying we're treated like...
No, I'm just giving you an example about, you know, you're going to see a guy perform. Yeah, do I want to see Boogie get on the microphone and start blasting fans? No. I want to see him go out there and, I mean, if I'm a Golden State fan, I want to see him lose. Now, because I got a bet on the Raptors, but every once in a while I think we address this where we hear an athlete talk about how they feel like they're robotic out there and they're just objects. Well, if you don't like it, that's you're getting paid a lot of money. You know, you're not complaining when you cash that check or you get that money deposited in your account every year. Now, okay, I've given my view. What do you think? I feel like you're the opposite of what I feel.
I've been expressing my view to you this entire conversation. I am the opposite of what you feel. I think what the problem is that we equate money with losing a sense of humanity. So the more money that somebody makes, the less human we tolerate them to be. Because you're making so much money, you're performing for us. You're an athlete. Mm-hmm. Athletes can never complain. They can never complain about their hours. They can never complain about being away from their family. They can never complain about being treated like animals. We equate, because you make so much money, you don't get the same basic rights that we do because of the money. If you didn't like it, and you've said this many times just now, if you don't like it, then don't do it. Go do a different job.
Do you feel like we treat athletes as animals?
Yes.
Why?
Because we look at them like pieces of meat.
But, I mean, that's just for every industry out there. When you look at the doctor example or us, people look at us as just coming up here and entertain for everybody. At least we try to.
Corey says, I'd love to see my dentist do a celebration dance after filling a cavity.
Yeah. Just get the cavity filled. The 2 seconds of small talk. And out the door we are.
I love when dentists try to talk to you when they stick like 30 objects
in your mouth. Oh, I know. I mean, I love my dentist.
So what do you do again, Bart?
Dentist radio.
Yeah. No, I love my dentist does that all the time. Yeah. Because he's a Marquette fan. But I like him. But I'm just using an example. That, I mean, he's there to perform a service. And, hey, you know, he'll be if doctors and all that. They're all nice and they're all friendly up front. And then, you know, the bill comes. It's like, oh, man. This guy was such a nice guy, and he's charging me $300. I mean, there's a business end to it, too.
I just don't think that making more money should make you less human, is my takeaway.
No, but I mean, if they're paid by the hour, $10 an hour, and their job is to go out and play basketball.
But, you know, a lot of these guys don't.
So what do you want from us?
So
what do you want us to do?
Us to not freak out every time an athlete has an opinion. Or if he's treated like an animal, if he thinks he's treated like an animal, say, yeah, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe we as fans force Kevin Durant back to play. Because if Kevin Durant didn't play, we would have been like, oh, what a weak person.
No, I don't think
any
fan.
And then when he does play, we think,
I don't think any fan forced him to play. I don't think the fan base forced him to play.
The media driving him to play. Mm. The articles driving him to play. Calling him out. Calling him soft.
He makes his own decision on that.
If he doesn't play.
The media's putting the president... the pressure on the president every day, and not just this one, but every president and every governor, whatever. I mean, that's just part of that's what you sign up for. that is what you sign up for. Ultimately, a guy like KD has got to decide whether he's going to play or not.
You sign up to play a game be successful. You sign up to serve your community and make a difference.
But if you're hurt,
You don't sign up for the criticism that comes with it.
Oh, it just comes with it. And, we don't sign up for getting blasted on Twitter all the time, but that just comes with the territory, and that's never going to end.
Actually, that is what I signed up for. That's my favorite part of the job.
What's that?
Getting blasted.
No, you hate it.
Being told that I'm
worthless. No, you don't like it. But, hey, somebody can look at us. Hey, why this guy's calling me every name in the book.
Yeah, tell me what I do and do not like. I like taking heat on Twitter. It makes me feel alive.
Yeah, you do not. You do not. I mean, but nobody does. I mean, that's just the human side of it.
Again, I told you I like it. Just believe me.
I don't.
You know what I do like?
When I see you screaming at people on Twitter on the air.
Oh, it's just an act.
Yeah.
You know what I do like is that for the last 3 weeks, I've been like talking about how Raptors, I hate them, and everyone's like, oh, they're fine. And now it seems like the entire country has turned against the Raptors for booing Kevin Durant or cheering Kevin Durant. I do like that. I do like that the whole world now hates Toronto fans because they were treated holier than thou for 3 good weeks, that entire playoff run.
Hey, I told you. You know what I like now? Everybody's coming on my side when I talked about Canada being just a crappy place. Now you're all coming up at me. You're right about Canada. All us great Americans who, when I was blasting Canada, don't talk about Canada that way. Well, if you like Canada so much, go to Canada and live.
Why do we ever disagree? Because this morning, you came around to my side saying that, yes, the Brewers do need pitching. And today, I have come around to your side and saying that Canada's garbage.
Although I never disagreed with you before about the Brewers do need pitching. I just was not losing my mind because they didn't sign Keuchel or they didn't sign or sign a pitcher in the offseason.
Let me read you some of the tweets. Byron says, I want the robots. I'm so pro Chuck Freeman on this. If you don't like it, quit. Do you really think Toronto was cheering the injury? They were cheering because winning became so much easier. Is that why they were chanting FKD and waving goodbye in Jurassic Park? I would like that answered. Joel says, ha ha ha, Chuck's take on athletes is way off, as if they don't have a life off the court. Ha ha, hey Chuck, I don't want to hear you talk about your 27 ex-wives and your child who doesn't like Wisconsin sports. Really? Unbelievable.
Okay, well, but you have a choice, though, this guy. I mean, if he doesn't like it, he doesn't have to listen. Just like if we don't like, a certain sports team, we don't have to watch him play.
Joel, don't listen to Chuck. Please listen.
Yeah, but he's listening anyway.
It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Speaking of our great country, Chuck.
Yes.
Apparently being good at something is bad now.
Yeah, well, I don't like it.
And a lot of people who never cared about this before all of a sudden have a hot take on it, and they're about to get grilled next. Plus an update from Mike Clemens, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Done. Pushing it forward. Knocked ahead. Morgan. Shot. Go.
Come on.
5 for Morgan.
5 goals for Alex Morgan of the Women's World Cup team for the United States. That ties a record. 13 goals for the United States in their game against Thailand. That is a record. Yes, the Women's World Cup is going on. Yes, the United States played yesterday. I went to a bar to watch the game, and it wasn't as busy as I thought it would be.
What time did the game start?
2.
Oh, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out with a buddy, when should we get there? And I said, well, here's what I'll do. I'll get there around 12. I'll bring my computer, do some work if there's room.
Okay, was it the Nomad, by the way?
No.
Okay.
I walked in, I was the only one there.
All right.
And then people started to trickle in, and then at 2 o'clock, they had the wrong channel on. And it flipped to Speak for Yourself with Whitlock and Wiley.
Okay.
And there's like 40 people now in the bar waiting for the game to come on. And not only is the game not on, it started because the feed switched right at the last second.
Because
FS1 and Fox were simulcasting for a while, and we had FS1 on all the TVs, and then it went to Whitlock and Wiley. And there's 40 people around the bar just saying, like, I don't want to tell the bartender, do you want to tell the bartender? Finally, after 5 minutes, someone's like, I think the game's on Fox.
Yeah.
And so then they turned all the TVs, and we watched the game there. It's the United States won 13.
Is that worse than when you go to a sports bar and you say, can you put the Brewer game on? And it's like the third inning. And they say, what channel is it on? I'm like, man, you're a sports bar.
I know.
So, but
they did have a DJ there, too, that would DJ during the commercials. Oh. And I talked to the DJ a little bit because I knew him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know why I'm here. They told me to come in and play music. And then I realized that soccer is 45 minutes of no commercials.
Yeah, it just keeps going on.
But the halftime stuff was good. He was playing some World Cup stuff, some Shakira. I was all about it. So the DJ did do a good job with the little time that he had presented. But so the United States yesterday, 13-0. And it, you know, I'm a soccer guy. It really, really fascinates me that people that don't have any takes about soccer ever see this score, 13-0, see one highlight of the women celebrating their 12th, 13th goals of the game, and decide to have a take on it. And the take being, you shouldn't score that many goals. That's rude. That's wrong of you. What kind of world are we in where you're telling people not to score goals in the highest level of competition that they will ever play in?
I've never been against blowing out a team to begin with. All right. Whether it's a high school level or whatever, okay. If you're good enough to win a game handily like that, apparently like the Team USA ladies were yesterday, and you're good and you worked hard and you've put yourself in that position, why should you have to scale back, man? Go out there and play your game. You know, I'm just like when I, like a high school basketball team, you know, blowing out another, or one time, Heartland Arrowhead used to have a great girls basketball program. They had a coach, the late Pete Von Allman, who once said, you know what, other programs, when he'd get criticized because he'd blow out teams 80-20. He'd come out and say, you know what, other programs have just got to get better. You know, they want us to play our, you know, rest our players. Other programs have just got to get better. He took some criticism, I thought, unfairly on that. And the same thing here. I mean, hey, you know what? Thailand should get better. Or don't even be in the World Cup. If anybody's complaining about United States crushing Thailand 13-0, Bart. So, yeah, doesn't matter to me. Run up the score, I don't know. Stop them. You know, don't lose 13-0 if you're going to complain about it.
You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can chime in, as always, 414-799-1250. By the way, any other questions for us, we'll start to answer those in about 15, 20 minutes here. Ask Chuck and Winkler anything. You can win Summerfest tickets. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Use the hashtag AskCW. I tend to think that practices are hard, right? And the sacrifice that you put into being an athlete, It's very intense. And think of, you know, some of these guys that got drafted in the MLB draft, how many sacrifices their parents made for them over the years, and how they maybe had to, you know, take a second job to support the travel team that they're on, and all these things that put you up to this point where you're an athlete. You should have the opportunity when you make that competition, when you make it to that competition, to see the fruits of your labor rewarded. You should be able to, you put in all that work, you should be able to score. And some people weren't as mad at the USA scoring as much as they were continuing to celebrate. Look, you are at the highest level of competition here in the World Cup. Now, was it a 92 dream team situation yesterday a little bit, that the team from Thailand was not very good? Yeah, there was one time that a Thailand girl fell and she was laughing, just like in 92. When the USA would destroy people on the basketball court, they were like asking for autographs after the game. So there was a little bit of that yesterday. It's not going to be that easy for the United States this entire run.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of like great World Cup programs that there are maybe not as high as it will be in the coming years. I just think, and I'm willing to say this all the way down to high school or youth sports, I am pro running up the score if you have the opportunity. And I guess what I mean by that is I'm anti-scaling it back, because it does two things. When you get to that point, if you're in a game, the point of the game is to have your practice pay off. So score as many goals as you can. And then the other thing is, I think that we were in soccer games sometimes where we would say, all right, you have to have 12 passes before you can score now, or you have to play with your left foot only and not your right foot, because we'd be beating these teams so badly. And I almost think that's worse. I think that's maybe more embarrassing. if you want to truly help the other team and you're 13 goals better than the other team, beat them by 13 goals. It's a much better motivator for them to never be embarrassed like that again than it would be to go quote unquote easy on them and just win 6-0, because 6-0, that comes and goes. They're always going to remember when they got beat 13-0, and then it's going to instill in the Thailand women's program to get better and to show that we belong. I think it works better on both sides. It may suck in the moment. It may suck losing 13-0 in the moment. And man, I pitied that goalkeeper yesterday who looked like me out there just flopping around, not having any idea what they were doing. She was so bad in playing, I figured her dad was the coach like mine.
Was it?
No.
Oh.
But I am pro scoring in games when you have the ability to score in games.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I, just like it was the reference about high school basketball. When I was a high school basketball coach, when I was assistant, the head coach, we were up so large one time. We were like 74-29 that our head coach was just hoping for the other team to get over 30. So it wouldn't look so bad the way we drilled them. See, and this is where I disagreed with him, because he didn't want his athletic director coming up or anybody saying, oh, boy, you beat these guys so badly. So we're up like 78-29. He didn't want to get the 80, and he wanted the other team to get over the 29 mark because he thought the score would look a little better. I guess, but still, that's up to other teams to try to prevent that. And if I'm on that, if I'm getting my ass kicked in a sport, I don't want somebody to say, well, we're going to go out there and kick left-footed, or we're going to play with one arm tied behind the back. That looks worse. So I would rather just get my ass kicked and, yeah, live for another day.
Also, a couple other things, and this is why I don't like people that are very just, you're so anti-soccer that you can't stand it, yet you're going to have a take on this. This is a tournament, and they are in the group stage. And one of the tiebreakers is goal differential. So if you're going to take it easy against the team that you're playing, what about Sweden and what about Chile? Those are two more teams in the USA's group that are also going to get to play Thailand. So if they get to play those two teams and they're not going to take it easy, why do you have to be the one to take it easy?
Mm-hmm.
So also, because of this tournament, I think taking it easy is the wrong opinion. And also, I will agree with something that the coach Jill Ellis said. She said, if we were up 10-0 and we were men, would anybody have these same questions for me? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think it's a girl-guy question here.
I don't think it's 100% that, but I do think it's part of it.
I don't think it has to do it. I mean, if a guy's team was up 13-0, I don't think people would say the same thing, because it's girls playing girls. It's guys playing guys.
It's quite possible. I never see the men's World Cup team score a total of 13 goals again in my life. With how bad that program is and how unhealthy I eat and exercise.
And with your lackadaisical effort of the men's team. I'm reading your tweet. You're basically rereading your tweet right here. Well, I got it right in front of me.
Unbelievable.
Combine my poor health with the lackadaisical effort of the U.S. men's program, I guess, and it's unlikely that I'll ever see the men's team score 13 more World Cup goals in my lifetime. I saw that last night. I thought it was funny.
Do you have my Twitter account? The same thing happened yesterday at this time. Do you have my Twitter account up at all times?
No, I got mine up. Horvy can even check it right over my shoulder.
So then how are you reading my tweet?
Because 3 minutes ago, Chuck Freeman commented on it.
What did Chuck say?
He said, soccer boy, it is also likely you'll never score with a broad more than 13 times in your life.
Yeah. I can't disagree on that one.
So, no, I don't have your account up.
I'm a gentleman, that's why.
Yeah. So I'm reading what you just said. I'm rereading your tweet.
You should have been with me in college, man.
We're going to talk about you and the broads?
A lot of girls threw themselves at me when they were drunk.
Okay.
And Barty said, no, you're not in the right shape of mind.
No, especially, no, you don't want to do that.
I'm not going to do that. Then they sent me gift cards and flowers the next day and say, thank you for making me not make a horrendous mistake.
Okay.
And I said, you're more than welcome.
Wow, that really happened, huh?
Many times.
That's okay.
I said, you are.
So Chuck Freeman is incorrect with the statement you're saying.
Oh, no, I have not.
Oh.
No, he's right.
Okay.
But only because I'm a gentleman.
But what he said, combine your poor health. I hope you were exaggerating a little bit on that.
Well, no, I don't eat well, and I exercise very little, and some people thought that I was, like, dying.
Yeah, I was like, with my poor health, I was like...
Which I may be.
I mean, it was funny, but then I looked at it, and I'm like, poor health? What's going on there? But
I'm a little bit worried about my liver.
We got to stop drinking.
I didn't drink last night.
Yeah, but you got to stop.
I didn't drink last night.
Yeah, but still.
I drank yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, that's something you got to work out there. But that's, you got to exercise more.
I went for a walk last night.
Yeah, was that okay? Exercise, but, exercise more, eat better, and, I think you can still turn it around. There's still time for you to turn it around. You don't want to be 60 and thinking, okay, now I got to start exercises.
Jim tweets in, guys, I agree. It also helps the losing team learn how to lose like that. Learning how to deal with that kind of loss from a sportsmanship perspective is good. So I would agree. USA's next team, by the way, your next match, by the way, is Sunday around 11. And if you're worried about getting out to a bar on time, you could probably just show up by kickoff because it is not drawing the same sort of level that it did for the men's World
Cup. Okay, now, I've not followed anything about this with the ladies. Are they picked as one of the teams to finish?
It should be them or France to win.
Okay.
And if the USA actually had two teams, if they sent their first team and their second team, their second team could probably finish top four.
Now, are the ladies that good or is the rest of the field that bad?
Both.
Or okay, so combination.
The women's soccer team is incredible.
So they're good here in the United States. Just on the men's side, they're bad.
In the men's side, they are so bad.
So because when the ladies win it, 98?
They won it in 2015. 99? You're thinking of 99.
99 when
they
she won
took it
her
one
shirt
other
off.
Time, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're thinking of Brandi Shastain.
But okay, back to the goals thing. Was that Julie Foudy I heard on the broadcast? It sounded like when Alex Morgan scored another goal that she was disappointed that it scored again.
Yeah, well, Julie Foudy just wanted, I don't know what her agenda is.
I mean, was I wrong? Did I hear the same thing?
I didn't hear that part.
Okay.
I didn't watch the post game.
I heard a goal and I'm like, did I hear in the goal, background go, oh no. And it's like, oh yes, it's our team.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart. That is Chuck. We'll do Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything in just a couple minutes. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Use the hashtag AskCW. Your questions for us. We will get to those next.
Sports Flag.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. Chuck Freeman as well from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Going to hear from Aaron Rodgers. Looks like he's got a new favorite receiver. May also be yours. We'll hear from him just after 8 o'clock. Brian Gutekunst, by the way, GM of your Packers. Gutekunst. Yeah, that's right, Brian Gutekunst.
Gutekunst.
He'll join Bill at 12:35 here today. Ask Us Anything coming up in just a couple of minutes. Mikey in Knoxville wanted to get in. We were talking about running up the score. 13-0 yesterday at the Women's World Cup. We'll get him on. Mikey, what's up? Thanks for hanging.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just talking to Horvat there before the break. I know Bart grew up playing soccer. Chuck, you obviously have mentioned that you've coached.
And played.
So I grew up playing soccer as well, started at a young age all through high school and into college. I was listening to your segment. I agree there shouldn't be any fuss about running up the score. My question for you gentlemen was, is there a difference that you would see as far as like when it would become appropriate versus maybe remain inappropriate, more specifically at the youth level? I feel like parents are the ones when you're a little kid that tend to throw a fit if there's a lopsided outcome, whether it's soccer, basketball, baseball, softball.
I think if I'm the coach of a...
I was going to ask if you see a difference and maybe when that cutoff would be where it's like, hey, get over it. We win. It doesn't matter what the score is.
I think there's a difference if you're doing it like... And that's a good question, Mikey. If you're doing it for youth sports, recreationally or competitively, and... with all the different sports, there's the select leagues or the travel leagues or AAUs and stuff, and then there's just like the recreational leagues. And a lot of times in soccer, I don't think those travel leagues start until you're about 10 or 11 years old. I think that if you're competing and you're paying to compete, then you go out there and compete. If you're just like, if you're coaching 9 year olds and one kid is really great, then, and he's got 7 goals by the first quarter, then make him play goalie or make him play defense or something like that. So you can do that, but yeah. I wouldn't ever tell my team to stop scoring. That's just me.
Here's my problem with travel teams at a young age. My kid is on a select soccer team, and he's 8 years old. But we're traveling all over the Wisconsin to play in these games, and they're not keeping score. It's like, why are we going all the way up to Luxembourg by Green Bay to play a game when we're not keeping score, we're not playing for anything? I don't get the purpose
of
that.
When I was a kid, we kept score. I don't know what this new trend of not keeping score is.
But what's the purpose? But even at 8 years old, why are we going way across the state? Can't we find competition like in southeast of Wisconsin or the Fox Valley to play?
That's up to whoever runs your stuff.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That seems weird.
But that's a separate subject.
Where did you coach soccer again, by the way?
I never coached. I don't know anything about soccer.
I thought that caller said you coached soccer.
No, was a coach, high school basketball coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, he didn't say. He said just was a coach. He's talking about youth sports in general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have any questions?
You've been sending your questions in all morning for Chuck and Winkler, and now it's time for some answers.
Just answer the question, please.
This is Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything on Sport Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
A sport people really cared about, basketball.
Let's I'm going to take you to an improv class, do a little yes and. Do a little yes and. I say, where did you coach soccer? You should have said, oh, you know, Bavarians for 5 years. Just a little yes and.
Yeah?
Yeah, instead you leave me hanging.
Okay, but... Okay. I coached at the Bavarians for 5 years, Bart.
That's great. Ryan Horvath joins us.
All right.
Ask Chuck and Winkler anything.
But then I'd be lying, because somebody would come to me, oh, I didn't know you coached soccer.
Yeah, that's funny.
It is.
I think so.
I think it's pretty funny. We got a big addition today. You could win some Summerfest tickets as well as some food.
Summerfest is 2 weeks from tonight, man.
I know you're jacked.
3 of us going to go down there and hang out and chase some beers down?
We are.
If you want to watch Death Cab and Killers with me,
I'm all for Death Cab for Cutie.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Is Ario going to be there?
Unfortunately not. They're at State Fair, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're going to be at the State Fair.
All right. I'll go to Rio with you at the State Fair.
Rio?
Yeah. If you go to DCFC with me at Summerfest. You and I can stand in the pit and stuff.
Is there a pit? What stage?
The amphitheater.
Oh, the amphitheater on. Okay.
Death Cab for Cutie ain't no free show.
Just,
dog.
Hey, I don't know. I'm okay. I'm not bad mouthing them.
I thought that they retired like 10 years ago after the OC went off the air. Death Cab's still around.
Oh, okay. They just put out a great new album.
I thought they play at the Rave.
The Rave.
Yeah.
Is the Rave still around?
Yeah, they've played at the Rave.
See? Okay. Well,
who hasn't?
Play at the Rave, but...
They're actually opening for the Killers, so the Killers is actually the headline show.
All right, dog.
All right, let's get to these questions. We got a whole bunch. Mike wants to know, who is your all-time biggest sports crush, not named Steph Sutton?
Mine? Sports crush?
Both of yours, yeah.
I'm going to go very current and go Alex Morgan.
Alex Morgan? Isn't she like 16?
No.
How old is Alex Morgan?
Probably about our age, right?
No.
She's probably 29.
Yeah, ain't nobody over 35 named Alex Morgan. I would say...
Have you ever seen Alex Morgan?
No, I didn't know about her until yesterday.
Google her real quick, and then come back to the...
It's hard to drop a 16-year-old.
It's hard to immediately get excited about a 20-something-year-old.
She's 29.
The U.S. gymnast team.
Yeah.
Look her up. Look up Alex Morgan.
I'll do that. I will say... You know, I can't remember the gymnast's name in the mid-80s. What's her name? Yeah, the big smile.
All of them?
Nah, I can't remember.
Oh, I had a crush on Dominique Moceanu.
I had a crush on Dominique Wilkins. Go ahead, next question.
Okay. Which sporting venue anywhere on the planet would you like to visit, see said sporting event in? So maybe any sporting event that you haven't been to. Might be tough for you, Chuck.
A Masters.
Masters?
I want to go to the Masters, yeah.
I'd like to go watch a World Cup final.
Me too.
Okay.
The Chicks. Ridiculous. The atmosphere is just crazy. All right. Hey, guys, in your career, which stadium would you say you like the most that is no longer in existence? Ooh.
Stadium. Good question. Stadium that's no longer in existence that I've been to? I miss good old County Stadium. Not when it's 50 degrees outside, but I mean, it was our dump, and I loved it.
Tell you, I was downtown yesterday. I walked right by the Bradley Center.
Did you miss it?
Yeah.
It's not so much I missed it because the memories stay with me.
Uh-huh.
I miss that I won't be able to make more memories, but I don't think I can truly miss the Bradley Center because it's, you know, there's a piece of it in all of us.
It's true. I just find it hard.
I actually hopped the fence and threw a big lab of cement in my car.
Is it all gone? Is it all down now? Is it all flat?
It's a lot of rubbish. Okay. It's not flat by any means. There's still just a lot of rubbish.
All right. I just find it fascinating that we got the old arena still there. The Bradley Center that was 88 has been knocked over because it's outdated, yet the arena's still there. And then we got the big hole there where the Bradley Center was, and then the beautiful Pfizer Forum.
All right, so there's our answers. John wants to know, Chuck, do you really think you're a player? If so, why? And how does one become a player?
Player? Just from being a cool cat like I am. And I'll say yes.
All right. We go on to James Taylor, not the singer. He wants to know, you can only keep one of our MVPs, Yelich, Giannis, or Rodgers. Who goes? Who do you keep?
Yelich? I would keep Giannis, of course. Yes, Giannis. I mean, Giannis. Giannis leaves, you might as well sell Pfizer for him.
Bart?
Tractor pulls.
Based on age and based on
it's a no-brainer.
Impact to the game?
Giannis.
You keep Giannis.
Of course.
That's I got to agree.
Easily.
And that's tough to say because I love Aaron.
Great question that we're able to ask.
Yes. I mean, that's Giannis, right? I mean, 100 out of 100.
I can't wait for 20 years from now when we look back at this era of Wisconsin sports and say, yeah, remember that time we had Aaron Rodgers and we had Ryan Braun win MVP and Christian Yelich and Giannis was here. Oh, that was so great. How many titles did we get? Oh, the one fluke one in 2010?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 And who they beat? Oh, that's right. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
And they had to go on the road, barely got in the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, this one comes from our female demographic. We have a huge female following.
This must be for me.
Check the ratings. Yeah. Ask CW. Sarah wants to know, what position do you think the Brewers will trade for?
Take your pick. I'll say another pitcher.
Another pitcher, Bart?
I think they'll do what they do every year. They'll get some fledging middle infielder,
mm-hmm.
your Ray Durhams or your Jonathan Scopes, and then you'll trade for some Scott Linebrink or, you know, one of these relievers. I mean, it's going to be a non-flashy reliever and a middle infielder that can play like a Nico Goodrum.
But I thought Moose was out of the box last year.
I mean, right?
Moose was a good move.
I just like that name.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that today.
I think Moose was out of the box.
Yeah, Moose was out of the box. That was a good one. Then they went and got Jonathan Scope,
yeah,
which drove me nuts. But as much as I want them to go out and get a big name or to do something crazy, I don't see them doing it at this point. I don't think they will.
Like, Scope stunk, but I didn't hate the move of bringing another bat in.
No. I mean, because he was putting up numbers in Baltimore.
I'm biased. I loved
VR. He was player of the week.
He liked VR.
Player of the month when they acquired him in the AL. Really quick, I want to get one more in because it comes from another one member of our female demographic. It's Anna. And she wants to know, your favorite beer?
I'll say Bud Light Lime.
Really?
Really.
You like the lime in there?
Yeah, I like the lime in there. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah. Bart? Favorite beer? I know you're a big spotted cow guy.
No, I'm not coming at you.
Yeah?
You live in the city that has got
all types of beer.
All types of beers. Mm-hmm. Craft beers.
Sure.
Breweries.
Okay. Before I answer you this,
root beer,
you're trying to do something here. I'm not a huge beer guy.
Chuck's a little guarded today, isn't he?
Nah, when I hear you know, somebody trying to come at me in a weird way.
I'm just totally not coming at you. You're a little guarded.
What am I going to do? Get bitch slapped by you? No.
I just like to have you think through your answer.
No, I'm just not a beer guy.
So then say Miller Lite. You're Mr. Milwaukee.
Why are you criticizing my answers? Bud Light Lime. There you go. You go. I'm not criticizing your answers. Go ahead.
Bud Light Lime's good in the summer, sitting by the pool, 110 degrees out.
What the hell?
I mean, we're talking 20 to 30.
Yes. Hey. Go ahead.
What's yours? He's delaying it because he.
Go ahead.
You mean to tell me
he's a brown alcohol type guy? He likes the brown liquor.
I would say River West.
Okay.
Stein. Okay. From Lakefront Brewery.
But see, I'm not a big beer. I don't.
Is the one I order the most.
I'm not a big beer guy, yeah.
You know how much I love Beauforting beer.
Love it.
Okay.
And Beauforting Bill hooking me up in the afternoons.
Love
Billy
it.
Schmid.
Okay.
And every now and then I like a good old pint of Guinness.
Yeah. Very, okay. That's fine. I'm not going to criticize you. Next question. I don't know why you find that so strange, man.
Really quick, our guy Rob McBride, he wants to know, have you guys tried Jeremy Jeffress, friend of the Bill Michaels Show's food truck yet? Pretty good seafood.
But
leave
I know
the
people,
iPad at home, though, Chuck, he
I
says.
Know people who have, and it's been fantastic. Yeah. Yeah.
Bart, have you tried it yet?
I have not tried it yet.
Yeah.
Speaking of food trucks, why do people continue to eat Chipotle and Taco Bell? Like, support your local taco food trucks.
Well, if I could find more of them on the south side here. Where we are, that'd be great. If there was one right down the street, I'd go to it all the time.
I want to get that plug in, because last night I had Chipotle, and 3 days ago I had the food truck tacos. No comparison.
Where was where was the food truck many years ago, man? I love this invention of a food truck.
Me too. Remember, they were tough to find. You'd find them, like, if you were working on, like, the plant or something.
Yeah.
They'd have the food truck.
No, I think
you,
food
but
trucks
now,
are outstanding.
Yeah, you just got to have cash on you.
Although, the Taco Bell in Madison is a cantina now. So they're serving booze.
Yeah,
oh,
they have
are.
That in Las Vegas. I
okay.
Went. I went to the grand opening, actually.
Which
it's a
one?
Nightclub.
What side of town?
I would assume the State Street one.
Okay.
But I'm not. I didn't click on the article. Mm-hmm. I just.
It's a bad night right there if you mix your Taco Bell and booze, like,
no, I think,
on top of each other. See, like, later I'll go to Taco Bell after the
yeah,
booze.
Yeah, see, I think once you hit, you know, at 3 a.m., once you hit the Taco Bell, that the booze is over at that point.
Yeah, you won't remember. When you eat Taco Bell after 3, you don't remember.
No.
Chuck, were you thinking of Mary Lou Retton?
Mary Lou Retton, that's it, yeah. Like 1984, I want to say.
Good old KS. Well, he's awake, wow. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. We will hear from Aaron Rodgers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.